Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today, I want to continue a message from yesterday talking about how the Father can position us into key situations that are most damaging to Satan. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 19. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Father positions Elijah against 850 false prophets, and all Israel is watching, and the Father shows forth his power by burning up the bullock that Elijah had and burning up the rocks and licking up the water. And then Elijah has these false prophets killed. In chapter 19, verse 1, 1 Kings 19, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." In verse 4, "But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat under a juniper tree, and requested that he might die." So here, Elijah is trying to position himself. And then an angel comes and feeds him and gets strength. He goes into Mount Horeb. Then he hides in the cave. In verse 11, behold, the Father passes by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Father. But the Father was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Father was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Father is not in the fire, but after the fire, a small, still voice. Verse 13, "And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, said, What are you doing here, Elijah?" See, he positioned himself in that cave, and the enemy wanted to kill him. But the Father sent him right back to where he came from, right back to where Jezebel was. Hallelujah. He was supposed to anoint Hazael to be king of Assyria and anoint Jehu, and he had to go back. So the Father repositioned right back where he was supposed to be. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. It's just so amazing what he can do. Go with me to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 9. Again, we're talking about positioning, repositioning. In Acts chapter 19, verse 1, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of Yeshua, went to the high priest, and he had letters to destroy anybody that believed in Yeshua." In verse 3, "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And said, who art thou? And I'm Yeshua." In verse 5, "You're persecuting me. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Yeshua, what will thou have me to do? He said, Rise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." So he positioned Paul in a place called Straight. Hallelujah. Then he had Ananias in verse 10. "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said Yeshua in a vision, Ananias, he said, Here I am, Yeshua. He said, Rise, go into the street door straight, and call for Saul, for he prayeth. And he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming and putting his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. Ananias was afraid, but he said, verse 15, but Yeshua said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Hallelujah. Verse 17, Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, Yeshua that appeared unto thee in a way as thou camest had sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Spirit of the Father. And immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scales, and received sight forth, and rose and was baptized. And he started really, he was on fire for Yeshua, and he started preaching in the synagogues and so forth. In verse 22, "The soul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, showing this was Yeshua." Hallelujah. In verse 29, "And he spoke boldly in the name of Yeshua, and disputed among the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Now when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus." They had to send him back to his hometown. They had to reposition him. The Father repositioned him back to where he came from, Tarsus. Then all the churches had rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified because he was repositioned in the proper place. See, it's so important to be positioned by the Father. Not to try for us to say, well, I need to go there, I need to do this, but let him position us. Hallelujah. And don't run away from something, because he might position you right back. Hallelujah. In Acts 23, verse 11. And night following, Yeshua stood by him, by Paul, and said, Be of good courage, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. So the Father was positioning him to go to Rome. Hallelujah. And then we know that in Acts 27, he was put on a ship going to Rome. In verse 14, Acts 27, But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euryclidon, and when the ship was caught, we could not bear up into the wind. We let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Corda, we had much work to come by the boat. Hallelujah. In verse 18, And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, next day they lightened the ship. And it cast off all the tackling, the sails. In verse 21, But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. But I exhort you to be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but the ship. And he said, The Father told me in verse 24, Fear not, for you have to go before Caesar. Verse 25, Sirs, be of good courage, for I believe the Father that it shall be even as was told me. But we must be cast upon a certain island. So what happened here in verse 41, they were falling into a place where two seas met. They ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. That's the type of the Father wiping out our past like it never happened. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners lest any of them should swim out and escape. But since Dorian, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land and arrest some on board and some on broken pieces of the ship, and it came to pass that they all escaped safe to land. And they landed on an island called Melita in Acts 28. And the barbarian people were so kind to them and everything. Now, Paul had gathered some sticks and put his hand by the fire, and a snake bit him. But see, the Father had positioned him there, and he knew that nothing could stop him for where he needed to get to Rome. He just shook off the snake. This was just a stopover before Rome. And they wanted to, they thought he was some kind of god. But in verse 7, in the same quarters were possessions of the chief men of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. And when this was done, others also which had disease in the island came and were healed, and they laid in them with many honors and gave everything that was needed for them. So look how the father position him on that ship, position him in the leader, and now he's going to bring him to Rome. In verse 30, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house in Rome, and received all that came unto him, preaching the kingdom of the Father, and teaching those things concerning Yeshua, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Look how the Father had his way and positioned him. And we know from the word too that many in Caesar's household got saved because of Paul. Hallelujah. See, the Father wants to get you where you're the most damaged to Satan. So let him have his way. Don't try to figure it out. He might reposition you where you came from. But it's all about him where, see, he's built up an anointing in you. Through all the pressure you've gone through, all the attacks, he's built up a certain anointing that is needed for certain people who might have gone through the same thing as you. And so he wants to position you with those people. Remember when David was running away from Absalom, he was hiding in the cave. And there I think about 600 rejects in there too. He was rejected, and all these other rejects were hiding in the cave too, and he made a strong army out of them. Hallelujah. See, the Father knows exactly what he's doing. Don't try to figure him out. He just knows where you'd be most effective. And you just have to get your flesh out of the way. Don't give in to the spirit of fear, but just go where he wants you to go. And he wants you to be in a proper battle station. We've been practicing, and now there's live spiritual ammunition out there. And he's putting us into battle, and we need to man our battle stations. You can say, what can I do? Well, he knows what you can do. Don't be like Gideon, who was scared and a coward, and the Father said, hey, you're a mighty man of valor, because I'm going to defeat the enemy with you. See, don't look down on yourself, because the greater one lives within you. Greater is he that's in you. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate you from His love. You're more than a conqueror. He's already done the conquering. He just wants to use you. He wants to work through you, give you the victory, and give you the spoils. Hallelujah. He's just so good. But let's go to Him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Or if you can't, just agree with me in prayer. Father, thank you for the people that are listening out there, Father. I thank you, Father. You want to position us in key spots that we can cause the most damage to Satan and his plans, Father. So here we are, just like Isaiah said, send me. We're saying, Father, send us. Position us, Father. And get us ready for what you've called us to do, Father. We don't want to position ourselves. We want you to position us. But, Father, I'm asking for healing and deliverance. Do miracles for the people right now. I'm asking and believing in the mighty name of Yeshua. Receive your miracle and let us know. Testify. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, about 250 prophetic messages. I've also written 3 books. The first one is Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua, which Yeshua has fulfilled or will fulfill. Hallelujah. And also the second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how the things He did in the Word on those months, He wants to repeat on those months, but you need to know when these months begin and end. And if you go to my biblical calendar page on my website, it's for, I think, up to 2020, it shows the dates when each month begins and ends on a Gregorian calendar and Hebrew calendar, and also when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. And also, in that book, there's certain hours of the day where the Father moves the most. There's certain hours of the day that He wants to repeat what He did in those hours in the Word and do them on those hours. And you need to know that there's a certain hour when His healing anointing flows more than any other hour. Why He chose that, I don't know. He could heal at any time, but there's certain hours He wants us to be in His presence and receive those blessings. Hallelujah. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. And you get these books by just calling me. My wife and I want to give them to you at cost, which is only $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them out free. And just call me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. Or you can email me at henrywalker.org. Click on contact and email me with your name and your address. We just want to bless you and get these books out to you. And don't forget that our broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. But also, you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand, and you can hear any prior broadcast. Hallelujah. And also, for my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to call for prayer, just go to my website, click on contact, send me an email with your name and your phone number, and I'll call you back and pray for you so you don't have to pay for it. But just make sure you turn your flesh over to the Father, allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, and you'll be wide open for a miracle. Hallelujah. And we just want to help you in these last days, get this information out to you, help you, and just to succeed in these last days, because there's so much evil floating around, but the greater one lives within us. And if you can see what the devil's doing, the Father's doing at least much more. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for a government program that can put cash in your pocket at closing. Now your foreclosure problems and even your missed back payments can be put behind you, and you can get a fresh start at life. Start Fresh Home Buyers, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 772-675-9588.